He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history, who has left indelible impressions in history. Who has left indelible impressions in history? Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, once again Dawat Islami in the form of Madani channel is always planning new programs and new discussions, new discourses from different time to time. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, today we are starting a new series called The Glimpses into the Life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. First and foremost, let us hear a beautiful Hadith Mubarakah in which mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, intention of a believer is better than his action. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed us with this opportunity and I'm seated here in the studio at the moment and you are watching. So let us make some good intentions. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, the more mere intentions we make, the more reward in our account, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. First and foremost, our intention should be that whatever we are doing is only and only for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn inshallah azza wa jalla, especially from the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, inshallah we try to be practical upon it and we try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims out there inshallah azza wa jalla. As for the recitation of salawat upon the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razvi Damat Barakatum Aliya, he mentions in the booklet about the beneficence of salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he quotes 40 hadith mubarakah about the blessings of salawat. He quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah in which mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that if a person wishes on the day of Qiyamah that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala should be happy with us, should be pleased with us, beloved Rasul alayhi salam said, recite salawat upon me in large numbers. Inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, merciful Allah tabarakhu ta'ala will be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatum wa salamu alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Sayyidi, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika, ya rahmatan lil alameen. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, glimpses into the life of Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'minin, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Every day, people are born. People live lives for a long time. Some up to 50 years, some up to 60 years, some up to 70 years. They spend this time or the lifespan in this dunya and then they depart. People come and people go. People come and people go. SubhanAllah azza wa jal, this time the world is set like this. But some come and some go and many of them are forgotten about. Nobody even talks about them, even 1 month down the line, 2 months down the line, 1 year down the line, even 5 years down the line. People just, maybe they just remember them. Even our own close family members, we even forget about them. Allahu Akbar. But some people spend their life in such a splendid way that people, although these people have left hundreds of years ago from this dunya, from this mortal world into the qabr, subhanallah azza wa jalla, they are remembered again and again and again and again. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, not only that, subhanallah azza wa jalla, people express their love for these person and personalities. People express their mahabba, the connection with those person and personalities. People inculcate their lifestyle with the lifestyle of the beloved, of these beloved personalities, because of the history, subhanallah azza wa jal, that even 1,000 years gone by, even 1,200 years gone by, even 1,400 years gone by, even 500 years or 300 years, subhanallah azza wa jal, we always hear these person and personalities on the tips of our lips and the in-depths of our heart, and whenever we mention their name, subhanallah azza wa jal, we recite radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, or we recite rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And subhanallah azza wa jal, my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, one of these person and personalities that we are talking about is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, who is one of those greatest personalities in the history of Islam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. In this silsila, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll be discussing about this person and personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And subhanallah azza wa jal, we want to learn more about this person, because always, mashallah azza wa jal, if the viewers of Madani channel, they are watching Madani channel, you always see our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Allah grant him a long life and good health. And especially our Nigrani Shura, Al-Hajj Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, Allah grant him a long life and good health. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, he's always giving examples of Sayyidina, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. So let us hear about this person and personalities, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was born in the 61st Hijri. 61st Hijri in the family of Banu Umayya in Madinatul Munawwara, mashallah azza wa jalla. So now we already learned about the birthplace of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, and that is Madinatul Munawwara, the city that is enlightened, mashallah azza wa jalla, that city which is the city of our beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And after the time, of course, of this person and personality, he received his education in Madinatul Munawwara. MashaAllah azza wa jalla, all his knowledge of deen, all his knowledge about deen and dunya, MashaAllah azza wa jalla, he got his education from the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. And subhanAllah azza wa jalla, within a short span of time, this greatest personality of his time, MashaAllah azza wa jalla, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, MashaAllah azza wa jalla, he became the governor of Makkatul Mukarrama, the governor of Madinatul Munawwara, and subhanAllah azza wa jalla, also the famous city which we call Taif. SubhanAllah azza wa jalla. And when did he become that governor of that place? MashaAllah azza wa jalla. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you will be amazed to know that at the age of 25 years of age, this person and personality became a governor. Viewers of Madani channel, you ever thought in the history of Islam, if you could ever see a person and personality who is 25 years of age with this caliber and this etiquette and this mahabba of Allah azza wa jalla and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that at the age of 25 he could become a governor? Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Yes, it happened in the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. MashaAllah azza wa jalla, he served well as a governor for 6 years consecutively, governor of Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, and Taif. All these would belong to one area, and he became the governor of those places for 6 years consecutively. And then he resigned and was appointed as a special advisor of the Khalifa of the time. He resigned and he became the special advisor, meaning a personal assistant to the advisor of the Khalifa of that time. Subhanallah, he became the Khalifa. After some time, he himself, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, at the age of 36, views of Madani channel, 36 at such a young age, subhanallah azza wa jalla, on the 10th of Safar al-Muzaffar, on 99 Hijri, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, became the Khalifa of Islam. Allahu Akbar. And when did it happen? Immediately after the demise of Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, after he passes away, subhanallah azza wa jalla, at the age of 36, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala becomes the Khalifa. He performs his duties as Khalifa in such a glorious way that subhanallah azza wa jalla, his name is now written down in golden words. When I'm talking about golden words, means in the history of Islam, people always talk about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, and they always adding the word rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, mashallah azza wa jal. May Allah's special blessings and mercy be upon him always, mashallah azza wa jal. We're talking about golden words in the history of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. And How long do you think he served as Khalifa? For a long time? No. Only for 30 months. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, it means 2 years and 6 months. In 30 months, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, we call him Amirul Mukminin. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he served as a Khalifa for 30 months consecutively. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala show his special grace and mercy upon him. Always departed from this mortal world on Wednesday at the age of 39 years old. Views of Madani Channel, 39 years old on the 25th of Rajab, 101 Hijri. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, his special place of burial is in that country we call Sham, Syria. Buried in Syria. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many people have the opportunity of visiting his beautiful Mazar Mubarak, his shrine, mashallah Azza wa Jal, in Syria. And may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant me also the opportunity, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant the views of Madani Channel also the opportunity that inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that we go to this place inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and one day we make the ziyarah inshallah Azza wa Jal of the Qabr Mubarak of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he said very beautifully that when you see a person loves Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, in such a way that he talks about his attributes of that person and personality, and he promotes Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he says, so it will result only in goodnesses. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, and views of Madani Channel, we are trying the same. And may Allah Ta'ala make it that it only becomes goodness for us, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and benefit for us, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the dunya, in the qabr, and in the year after, inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we talk about these person and personalities, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. What about this person and personality? Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, because we heard that he lived a lifespan of 36 years. Not a very long life. SubhanAllah, in 36 years, can you imagine? I mean, we talk about youth, from youth, maybe up to 12 years, 15 years, 18 years, start the studies, then 20 years, 25 years, already as a youngster, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah, already has become, mashallah, the governor of big, of beautiful and big cities, and then he becomes a Khalifa. It's amazing stuff. I mean, now we're talking about this person personally, that after so many years have gone, so many hundreds of years have passed by, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, we still talk about this person and personality. So what about him? What about his worship? If we observe the worship of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, we'll find that he is the chief of worshippers. Allahu Akbar. If we look at his ibadat, his worship, if we start to look at his taqwa, we think that he's the highest caliber of taqwa when we look at Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And when we look at his piety, views of Madani Channel, we look at the piety of this great saint of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. We think about that he's the most highest in piety. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, in every angle that we start to move to towards Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah, and you start checking his ranks, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you think that these are the limits a person can go to. And MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, we're talking about that person, personality, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Ta'ala. And when you think about his khawf-e khuda, his fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu Akbar, we envy him. We feel that we wish we could be just like that. If we read about his yearning for the recitation of Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Views of Madani Channel is each and every aspect we're talking about in his life. There's an example of it, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. It sets the highest standards of his time, mashallah Azza wa Jalla. When we talk about his recitation of Quran, we'd wish that, kash, may it be such that we also recite Quran like Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And when we start hearing about his weeping, his crying, In his fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in his love for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, wallahi, we will be thinking that, kash, may we also be like Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, that we could also drop down buckets and buckets of tears for the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the love of his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. And when we look at Allahu Akbar, the vast knowledge of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we'll find him far, far away in vastness of knowledge in comparison to other ulama and other pious ancestors. He reaches the limits, mashallah azza wa jalla. And mashallah tabarakut ta'ala, we find him far greater ahead of many Islamic scholars. And if we count his reformation, his reformative achievements, if we start to count them, so the first revival of deen, of Islam, will look different from everybody else. Subhanallah, he looked totally different from everybody else. Although every reviver has a different quality, but mashallah, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, will look different from every other reviver of the deen of Islam. And dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, if you look at the governance, subhanallah, if you observe the governance of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we will find him one of the most successful rulers in the history of Islam. And subhanallah azza wa jal, he is also considered to be amongst the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Yes, views of Madani channel. As a Khalifa, whatever he did was even difficult to think about. Whatever he did, whatever routines he did, whatever lifestyle he emulated, mashallah azza wa jal, subhanallah azza wa jal, very difficult to think about and also difficult to follow. But subhanallah azza wa jal, our mashallah Nigrani Shura, Al-Hajj Mawlana Muhammad Imran Attari, Allah grant him a long life and good health. He always quotes the example that if there's a governor, if there is a person and personality that wishes to run a country, a Muslim country, mashallah azza wa jal, or a government, or a province, he has to study the lifestyle of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and studying his lifestyle, subhanallah azza wa jal, he will get many Madani pearls. He will get many Madani pearls, mashallah azza wa jal, as how to run an organization, or how to run an institute, or how to run, or how to do some governance for a government, etc. So mashallah azza wa jal, the best governor, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would have been the best governor, the best ruler, the best president, the best counselor. You name anything in your department that you want to think about, where a person has to hold a position of power, subhanallah azza wa jal, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah azza wa jal, he fits into those positions like a glove that fits into a hand, mashallah azza wa jal, perfect. So he is a perfect example, views of Madani channel, for us to follow, and may it be such, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, that we try to follow these type of person and personalities in the history of Islam. If we emulate them, they had success. If we emulate them, they had success. And mashallah, if we copy and paste and copy and paste, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, views of Madani channel, we will also be successful. Because why? We are not emulating any person of the worldly life. Subhanallah azza wa jal, we are emulating those person and personalities who whenever you talk about them, whenever you see them, whenever you remember about them, subhanallah azza wa jal, they remind you of Allah azza wa jalla and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, perhaps after learning his history, you know, after we're going to go on in this silsila, we're going to be learning many parts of the history of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and inshallah we're going to try to give you some few inputs, just basically a glimpse. We cannot cover the whole life story, but inshallah with different aspects of the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, we will understand inshallah what type of person personality he was in the history of Islam. And this is why we say Hazrat Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So after learning his history, views of Madani channel, some curiosity, some thoughts come in the mind. It may develop in the heart that firstly, hey gosh, how I wish I could be like Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. How I wish I could be like Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then another thought might come to the mind that may be such that, hey gosh, I would have been born in the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Okay, we cannot be born in that time, but yes, we can become like him, subhanallah azza wa jal. How we can become like him, subhanallah azza wa jal, we read about his lifestyle, we emulate his lifestyle, we learn more about his stories, his hikayat of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and we remind each other, we have discussions about it, we remind each other and check how he carried out his laws, his rules and his regulations of the provincial government, of the governances of the country, etc. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, if we learn more about this, inshallah, we can try to be like him and try to copy his lifestyle, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala. As the study of the life of the pious, my dear Islam brother and viewers of Madani Channel, is not only for personal yearning. Doesn't mean that only because I must become a very rich person, I want to check how they became rich, or see how they became the most famous persons. It should not only be for that. But subhanAllah, it should be for personal reformation, a personal change. A personal change. You know, if you want to make a personal change, you want a lifestyle to change, subhanAllah azza wa jal, and you want to get closer towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, then inshallah azza wa jal, these madani pearls and these dars and lessons that we're going to get from these following parables and following narrations, inshallah azza wa jal, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, is going to uplift us, inshallah azza wa jal, and is going to make us the ones closer towards loving Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, as we all know, we're getting the insight of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. But as we're getting the insight of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, we need to also look at his family ties. We need to look at his mother and his father. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, who was his respected father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala? Subhanallah azza wa jal. He was a very honorable person. MashaAllah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz, he was an honorable person, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and a personality of the Banu Umayya tribe. Banu Umayya was a branch of the highly respected family of the Quraysh tribe. SubhanAllah azza wa jal. And this person in personality, Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, MashaAllah azza wa jal, he served as a governor for Egypt for more than 20 years consecutively. And MashaAllah azza wa jal, lots of memorable services, pieces of work of this person, Abdul Aziz, the father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and a lot of his history is also there, mashallah. Not only that, we talk about the constructions of masajids, mashallah, in the city of Hulwan in Egypt, mashallah. And also, we hear about the bridges that was built in Egypt. It's still up to now in the present day, mashallah, those bridges and those masajids are, mashallah, people go out there and they make the ziyarah. Mashallah, he gave importance to the right and respect for every Islamic scholar, viewers of Madani Channel. When we talk about Islamic scholar, we're talking about the same imam, your maulana, your mufti sahab, your qari sahab. Subhanallah azza wa jal, Abdul Aziz, the governor of Egypt of that time, the father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, gave so much of respect for the scholars of Islam. Yes, for the scholars of Islam. MashaAllah, so much so that their wazifas, their salaries were on high caliber. MashaAllah azza wa jal, look at the thinking of this person and personality, that he made sure that subhanAllah azza wa jal, that the scholars of Islam, they reached high calibers in earning of the salaries, their wages, subhanAllah azza wa jal. And when he, Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, wished to marry, subhanAllah azza wa jal, he told his treasurer, bring me pure 400 halal dinars from my own possession. From my own position, not from the government's position, from his own personal position, because I want to perform nikah in a righteous way. SubhanAllah azza wa jal. And this person and personality, the beloved father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he passed away in Jamadul Ula, 85 Hijri. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala continue showering His special grace and mercy upon the father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. May He elevate His status, inshallah azza wa jalla, in the qabr and in the year after, inshallah azza wa jalla. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us His neighborhood, His company of this person and personalities on the day of Qiyamat and in Jannat al-Firdaus, in the neighborhood of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When the time of Abdul Aziz bin Marwan, the father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, when his time of his ruh coming out of his body, time of his demise, Allahu Akbar, he called his servant and he said, show me the coffin. SubhanAllah azza wa jalla, Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, when the coffin was showed to him, oh viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, when he saw the coffin, only this, when he saw the coffin, he started shouting out loudly, only this out of all my wealth? Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, holds his coffin and he cries and says, only this out of all my wealth will accompany me into my qabr? Allahu Akbar. And then Abdul Aziz, the father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala, he started to cry so much. Allah Akbar, turning his face away and he said, oh dunya, turning his face away and he says, oh dunya, I am very regretful to say, if your health is too much, it becomes too less. And if your wealth is less, it becomes sufficient. Alas, we have been deceived by you, O dunya, O dunya, O dunya. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Now we're getting the insight, not of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, but the father, the blessed father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. If this was his piety, and this was his style of ruling, and this is what his last words and wishes was at the time of his death, looking at kafan and comparing kafan with his wealth of the dunya, and talking to the dunya, and telling dunya that you have deceived me. So if this is the words that comes out of such great personalities, then what will be the life of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. One day, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he was asleep. And in his sleep, he had a dream. Yes, viewers of Madani channel, he had a dream. And in his dream, he sees his Abu Jan, his beloved father, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, comes in his dream. And after that, he said, I saw my father walking in the gardens of Jannah. I asked, oh Abu, oh my beloved father, oh Abu Jan, you're walking in the gardens of Jannah? How is it possible? What good deed that you do that entered you into Jannah? The beloved father of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi, said, oh my beloved son, istighfar, tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla has made me enter into Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Istighfar, Allahu Akbar. Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, when we talk about istighfar, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, we heard from the blessed Hadith Mubarak and the lifestyle of the blessed Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, that beloved Rasul Alayhi Wasallam used to make istighfar almost 70 times a day. Can you believe a person and personality who is the most innocent, most sinless person, beloved Rasul Alayhi Salaam Wasallam, the purest human being on the earth that walked on the face of this earth, the purest creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, makes istighfar 70 times a day. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Abdul Aziz, the father Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah, always say, also told to his son that istighfar, Alhamdulillah, is the cause of me entering into Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Allahu Akbar, he's mentioned that, this is also quoted by Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that no doubt, hearts also get covered with rust. Hearts also get covered with rust, just like iron that gets rusty when it gets in contact with water. Subhanallah. So hearts also becomes rusty. And beloved Rasulullah says, it is removed by making istighfar, making tawbah in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Subhanallah. These times and views of Madani channel, not only are we learning about the lifestyle of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and his beloved father, Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, but Subhanallah, we are getting Madani pearls and beautiful words of wisdom from the blessed lips of the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salam in the form of a hadith mubarakah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, and SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, we need correction, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, and these type of narrations, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, they keep us into the direction of correction, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, these type of silsilas, especially those that are informative about the pious ancestors, like Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, it should be always in our daily routine that we have them in our discussions. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So how easy Madani channel makes it for us that we want to learn about Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, because we always hear the ulama ikram, the buzuganadin, our pious ancestors, our muftian ikram, muballigin, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, they're always talking about these person and personalities. So how easy has Madani channel done for us that Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, by the press of a button, you sit, you put on, relax on your sofa, on your chair, in your shop, in your building, in the bank, wherever you are, in the corridor, in the complex, in your shop, in your car, on your phone, on your mobile, on your laptop, wherever you are, you just put on the button, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, and you watch Madani channel, and inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, these informative programs, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, will keep us updated about our history, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. So please keep connected to Madani channel, wherever you are in the world, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, Africa, whether you're in America, whether you're in Pakistan, whether you're in UK, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, keep connected to Madani channel, inshallah azawajal, this Madani channel, alhamdulillah, 100% channel which is compliant with Sharia, mashallah azawajal, it helps us, engulfs our heart with the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So keep connected to Madani channel, inshallah azawajal, and watch Madani channel, and only Madani channel. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay daawat islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen, bijahe nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. He was one of the finest rulers in Muslim history. Who was left indelible impressions in history. Who was left indelible impressions in history. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu anhu.